All right, get ready, because today we're diving deep into something pretty amazing. AI-powered self-hypnosis music. Can you imagine having music that's designed just for you? You know, to help you relax or gain confidence, or even achieve those goals you've had for a while.
It really is incredible when you think about it. Like this intersection of technology and personal development, we're using AI in ways we never could have imagined just a few years ago.
Absolutely. And the coolest part, we're not just talking about theory here. We've actually got a guide that shows us how to create this music ourselves
Oh, wow.
using two AI tools, ChatGPT for the lyrics, and then Suno AI to actually compose the music.
You know, most people know that ChatGPT can generate text, but I think using it to create personalized affirmations is such a cool application. It can even write them like song lyrics, you know, so they're ready to be set to music.
Okay, I've got to admit, I'm already hooked. But how does this actually work? Do you just give ChatGPT like a theme and it just spits out an entire song?
It's pretty close to that. The guide actually gives some specific examples of prompts. You could tell it something like, write a song with affirmations that boost self-confidence and help release fear. Or something like create hypnotic lyrics for self-love and body healing.
So it's like having a custom affirmation writer. That's incredible. Does the guide actually show what some of these lyrics look like?
It does. Here's an example they give for a confidence-boosting affirmation song. I am strong, I am free, limitless potential flows through me. I embrace the now, I let fear go, I shine my light, I'm here to grow. Every breath, a brand new start, I trust myself, I lead with heart.
Wow, that's catchy. It doesn't even sound like those typical affirmations. It's almost like something you'd hear on the radio.
That's exactly what makes it so great. Because it's not just affirmations, it's within a musical context. It makes them more appealing and less likely to trigger that resistance we sometimes feel with typical affirmations.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so I'm all in on the personalized lyrics part. But how do you get AI to compose music around them? That just seems like a whole other level of complex, you know?
Right. Well, that's where Suno AI comes in. This platform is all about turning text into music, and it gives you a huge range of musical styles to choose from.
Wait, so I could have my confidence-boosting affirmation set to like a pop anthem or even like a classical symphony.
Exactly. They have everything from ambient and ethereal to soft acoustic, even lo-fi chill, you know, if you want something more relaxed.
I think I'm more of an ambient person, especially for something like self-hypnosis. It's all about creating that calm, relaxed atmosphere, right?
Absolutely. And the guide actually gives instructions for how to get that vibe. Like, here's how they describe an ambient style. Create a slow, ethereal melody with soft piano and ambient background tones. The vocals should be calm, flowing, and slightly echoing to create a relaxed, trance-like state.
That's what really fascinates me about this whole concept. It's not just about adding some generic background music to spoken affirmations. It's about actually using music to change our emotional state and make us more open to those messages.
That's such a great point. And it really shows how music can sort of bypass our critical thinking and tap into our subconscious. Just think about it. Certain songs can instantly bring up specific emotions for us, joy, sadness, even motivation. And this approach harnesses that same power, but it tailors it to our own personal goals.
So ChatGPT is creating these personalized lyrics, and then Suno AI is composing music around them. What's next? Do we just hit play and wait for the magic to happen?
Well, not quite. The next step is all about refining and personalizing the music even more. It's about really listening and tweaking things until it feels just right for you and what you're trying to achieve.
I love that. It's not just a one-size-fits-all thing. It's about taking control of the experience and making it fit your own unique needs. So what kind of adjustments are we talking about here?
Well, the guide suggests playing around with things like the pacing of the music, the tone of the vocals, even adding layers like nature sounds or binaural beats to make it more immersive.
It's kind of like when a music producer is fine-tuning a song in the studio.
Yes, exactly. And just like with music production, even small changes can make a huge difference in how effective the final product is.
I'm really starting to see how powerful this level of customization could be.
Yeah.
It's not just listening to music passively, it's about creating a whole sonic experience that's designed specifically for your goals and what you like. But I have to ask, is this really that different from just listening to music that we already enjoy?
That's a good question. I think what sets this apart is that it's intentionally combining personalized affirmations with music that's designed to make them more powerful. It's not just about enjoying the music, it's about using it as a way to reprogram our subconscious minds.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm intrigued, but I'm also a little skeptical. Are we really able to rewire our brains just by listening to music, even if it is personalized?
Well, think about it. Have you ever noticed how a song can instantly take you back to a certain time or place? Or how certain music can make you want to work out harder or feel more relaxed? Our brains are incredibly sensitive to sound, and music especially has a huge impact on our emotions and even how we behave.
So are you saying that by combining carefully chosen affirmations with music that evokes certain feelings, we can basically create a shortcut to those states of mind and make the affirmations work better?
Exactly. It's like using music to deliver those positive messages straight to our subconscious. It bypasses any of that conscious resistance we might have.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
Yeah.
But how do we actually use this personalized music in our daily lives? Is it something you listen to all the time? Or are there certain ways to use it to get the most benefit?
That's a great question, and that's exactly what we're going to explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll be looking at all the different ways we can use this music in our everyday routines and the potential benefits it can have.
I can't wait. This is getting really interesting. Okay, so now we've got this incredible AI music personalized with our own affirmations, and it's set to the perfect vibe. So now I really want to know how we actually use this. Is this something you listen to while you're working out? Or maybe before bed?
Well, the guide suggests a few different ways to use it. Like you could make it part of your morning routine, using a more upbeat, confidence-boosting track to start your day on a positive note. Or you could listen to something calming, maybe with a self-love theme, before you go to sleep, almost like a sonic lullaby for your subconscious.
I love that idea. It's like replacing all those racing thoughts with positive affirmations as you're falling asleep. What other ways does the guide suggest to use it?
They also talk about using this music while meditating. Like, imagine replacing those typical meditation sounds with a personalized soundscape, something that really guides you into a deeper state of relaxation.
Right, and being more open to those messages. That makes a lot of sense. It's like taking your meditation to a whole new level. It's not just about clearing your mind. It's about actively putting those positive beliefs into your mind.
Yeah, exactly. And because the music is made just for you, it can be really powerful in helping you focus and let go of distractions. But maybe one of the most interesting ways to use it is during those times when you need a little extra boost.
You mean like when you're feeling anxious
Yeah.
or when you're dealing with a difficult situation?
Exactly. Having a piece of music ready to go that combines soothing melodies with your personalized affirmations, it can be a really strong way to shift your mindset and help you feel calm and confident again.
That's brilliant. It's like having your own personal pep talk set to music. You know, I'm really starting to see why this whole concept is becoming so popular. But beyond these practical uses, what are some of the long-term benefits of using this kind of personalized music for self-hypnosis?
Well, the guide highlights several key benefits. One of them is enhanced recall. Because the affirmations are embedded in music that you enjoy, you're more likely to remember them and have them become part of your inner
It's
voice.
like those catchy jingles that get stuck in your head long after you've heard them.
Yeah, exactly. But instead of it being an ad for some product, it's like you're advertising these positive beliefs to your own subconscious.
That's a great way to put it. I'm already thinking about all the different affirmations I could turn into songs. What other benefits did they mention?
Another key benefit is what they call emotional resonance. Basically, the music itself can evoke the feeling you're going for, which then makes you more open to the affirmations.
So it's not just the words, it's the feeling the music creates as well.
Yes, exactly. Music has this amazing ability to tap into our emotions. Think about how a powerful song can make you cry or even make you want to dance. This approach is using that same power, but in a more focused way.
So it's like using music to make the affirmations even stronger.
Precisely. And by matching the musical style to the emotion you want to feel, you're basically creating a sound environment that prepares your subconscious to receive those messages.
This is all starting to sound pretty convincing, but I still have to ask, is there any actual scientific proof to back this up? I mean, can listening to music really change our brains?
Well, research on music and the brain is still relatively new, but there's growing evidence that music can have a big impact on our brain activity and even on the pathways in our brains. Studies have shown that listening to music can release dopamine. That's a neurotransmitter that's linked to pleasure and feeling rewarded. And it can also reduce levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
So there's actually a physical reason for the good things people say they experience with music.
Yeah, and some researchers think that by repeatedly listening to music that evokes certain emotions, and especially when it's paired with positive affirmations, we can basically train our brains to associate those feelings with the beliefs we want to have. It's kind of like how classical conditioning works.
That's fascinating. It's like using music to create a loop of positive feedback in the brain. But I imagine it takes more than just listening to a song a couple of times to actually see results.
You're absolutely right. Consistency is super important when it comes to any kind of personal growth, and this is no different. The guide really emphasizes that the magic happens when you make this a regular practice, whether it's daily, weekly, or whatever works best for you.
That makes sense. It's just like forming any new habit. It takes time and doing it over and over to make real changes. But what about those times when you might not be able to listen to your personalized music? Do those positive effects just disappear? Or do they kind of stick around in the background?
That's where the idea of state-dependent learning comes in. It's this really interesting phenomenon where we're more likely to remember something if we're in the same state of mind as when we first learned it.
So if you listen to your confidence-boosting anthem while you're feeling relaxed and optimistic, you're more likely to tap back into those feelings when you're facing a tough situation.
Exactly. It's like creating a mental shortcut to that state of mind. The music becomes a trigger that helps you access those positive emotions and beliefs when you really need them.
This is starting to sound like something out of a sci-fi movie. But I have to say, I'm really starting to see how powerful this could be. It's not just about making a cool playlist. It's about actually using music to shape our thoughts, our emotions, and ultimately our reality.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It really shows the power we have to create positive change in our lives. And by combining this cutting-edge technology with age-old wisdom, we can discover new and innovative paths to personal growth and well-being.
This is mind-blowing. But I'm also curious, what are some of the potential downsides or limitations to this approach? Are there any ethical concerns or unintended consequences we should be thinking about?
Yeah, those are all really important things to consider, especially as this technology keeps developing.
It feels like we've only just started to explore what's possible with AI-generated music for self-hypnosis. This whole idea of personalized sound waves shaping our reality. It's both exciting and a little bit, I don't know, intimidating.
Yeah, it's definitely a whole new way of thinking about personal growth and well-being. And like with any really powerful tool, there's potential for both amazing things and maybe some unintended consequences, especially if it's not used carefully.
That brings up a really interesting point. We've been talking about the potential benefits, but are there any risks or ethical concerns we should keep in mind when using this technology?
Yeah, that's a really important question. While there's no evidence to suggest that AI-generated music for self-hypnosis is harmful, I think we do have to be aware of the potential for misuse. Like, imagine someone created music with subliminal messages that try to manipulate the listener.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. It reminds me of all those subliminal advertising scandals from years ago.
Right. And while most of those claims turn out to be false, it just shows how important it is to pay attention to what we're listening to. It's crucial to choose reliable sources for this kind of music and trust your gut if something feels wrong.
So a little bit of healthy skepticism is always a good thing, even when we're dealing with technology that seems positive on the surface.
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes beyond just the actual music, too. We need to be careful about our relationship with technology in general. It's easy to start relying too much on external things for happiness.
I get that. This personalized music could be a really powerful tool, but it shouldn't replace other important parts of personal growth, like self-reflection or therapy, or even just connecting with other people.
Exactly. It's all about balance and using these tools to support our overall well-being, not becoming dependent on them.
This has been such an amazing deep dive. It feels like we started by talking about this cool new technology and ended up discussing some really deep philosophical questions about consciousness and the role of technology in our lives.
It's funny how a simple concept like personalized music can lead to such profound thoughts. And that's the beauty of real exploration, right? It's not just about learning facts. It's about broadening our perspectives and challenging our assumptions.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, if you're intrigued by this idea of using AI to create your own personalized music for self-improvement, definitely explore it further, but do it with a critical and open mind.
And remember, technology is just a tool. The real transformation happens within each of us.
Well said. That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep composing your own unique path to self-discovery.